Lee Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by The Orthopedic Clinic, Googe Performing Arts Center, Mountain High Outfitters, and Russell Building Supply. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gutter Pro, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
We are live here at the campus of the Beulah Bobcats for some Lee Scott Academy varsity basketball, and we are just underway as Clark Ivins' layup is no good. She gets the offensive rebound, and they're swinging around the perimeter, goes out of bounds. A little bit of a hot start here this afternoon as the JV boys took care of business in dominating fashion, had a lot of a fourth quarter running clock, which got things a little bit in front of schedule, but no worries here. We'll set everything as we go, but just underway here on the campus of the Bobcats. Haynes Kesey's going to try her luck from deep, and the three is too strong. It'll go out of bounds, and it'll be Beulah basketball. Christian Griffin here bringing you all of tonight's action, and we appreciate everybody for being here with us. Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app. 48 seconds in, and no score between the Road Warriors and the home Bobcats. Lee Scott Academy on your radio dial going right to left, wearing their road navies, the red power stripe down the jersey and the pants, and the red numbers with the white trim. The home Bobcats in there, white on whites with black numbers. Sydney Dunlap's going to try her luck from three. Can't get it to go. Warriors with their third offensive rebound of the night already. And Clark Ivett will slow things up. Maggie Herndon has it running right. Ball gets poked away momentarily. Now to the far corner, and Sydney Dunlap swinging around the perimeter. Haynes Kesey has it. The Bobcats starting in their 2-3 zone, trying to force the Warriors to shoot from the perimeter. And so far they have, but 0-for-2. From 3, 0-for-3 from the field. And a trip foul on number 5, Kaylee Arnett, the first team foul for the Bobcats. This Warrior team comes into play. Winners of 3 of their last 4, 4-6 on the season. And Coach Corey Harrison looking to build off of what was an impressive performance. If you didn't look at the scoreboard, it might tell you another thing. But an overall very impressive performance from the Lady Warriors against Auburn High School. Clark Ivett for three on the left wing, and she knocks it down. She gets the scoring started for the Warriors here tonight. 3-0, approaching 2 minutes gone by here in this opening period. Beulah with their second offensive possession. It sits with Arnett on the left wing. Now to the near corner, almost poked away, works her way inside, does number 23. I believe that's Lauren Gooden. I have a couple number 42s on the roster that was given to me. But she works her way down low and gets hacked. She heads to the free throw line. Able to bank in the first free throw. Again, we'll get starting lineups, keys to the game as we go along here in that first full timeout to set everything up for you here this evening. Lee Scott Academy and Beulah, the first area contest of the 2025-2026 season. Lee Scott's always played one of those really early ones before the Christmas break. And knocking on wood so far has looked very successful. Both teams started 1-0 last year, which kind of gives you a little bit of a heads up on the rest of the area. Again, only 4 area teams in basketball compared to 6 in football. A reach-in foul on Beulah will allow the Warriors to have the ball under their own basket. Layup is no good, and it's swatted on the rebound into the Beulah bench. We are here on the campus of the Bobcats. I'm tucked here in the corner in what is a really, really cool gymnasium, a very different vibe to it. The floor is almost indented in the ground, so all of the spectators sit on that second row on that main concourse working their way up. It's the student section that can come sit here on the floor. The right wing three can't be banked in, and a fight for the rebound is a jump ball between Gooden and Sutton Lewis. And since the Warriors won the tip, it will be Bobcat basketball. The Warriors lead it 3-1. Here approaching the halfway point here in the first quarter on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Should be a travel, and it is. As Gooden had it on the right block, spun her way back towards the middle, and without taking a dribble, had a left-handed layup. Bobcat's going to set up a trap. Warriors with Haynes Kesey able to break it. They throw it to the corner. Dunlap thought about the three, decided not to take it, and Clark Ivitz will set up the offense at the top of the key. Maggie Herndon will try a left wing three off the side of the rim. Warriors with their third offensive rebound already here tonight, but they throw it away in a fast break opportunity for Kaylee Arnett, and the Bobcats tie it at three. 3 minutes gone by here in the opening period, and we are tied at three. Right-handed running layup is no good. Offensive rebound back out to Clark Ivan. She's going to try it once again, and she finds the bottom of the net. The three-point shot's been the one thing for Clark Ivan so far this season that she hasn't had a ton of confidence in, but two for two on the night. She gets the steal on the inbounds, can't get the layup, and the Bobcats now two-on-two transition, try to work their way inside. It's poked away by Sutton Lewis, and Clark Ivitz will recover. She throws it to Maggie Herndon, and they'll slow things down momentarily. Now Clark works her way to the free throw line, picks up her dribble, and I believe drug her foot. She did. She'll get called for the travel. 4:11 to play here in this opening period. The Warriors 6, Bobcats 3. Again, a hot start here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. The JV boys for Lee Scott Academy blowing out the JV Bobcats, making things work a little bit quicker than as advertised. But, hey, you will never complain about that. The ball is thrown down low, a fight for the basketball, and Kaylee Arnett, the point guard wearing the neon pink shoes for the Bobcats, has the basketball. She's going to try her luck from deep, and the step-back three is air ball to fight for the rebounds. Will go out on the Bobcats. Nice defense for Coach Corey Harrison's squad so far here tonight. Rayleigh Langford checks in for Sydney Dunlap. 6-3, the Road Warriors out in front of the Bobcats here at home. Maggie Herndon. Now Clark Ivan in the corner, works her way baseline, spins her way. Now a skip pass. Sutton Lewis for three is too strong, and the Bobcats clear. They now push and don't have numbers, but take it into the teeth of the Warrior defense, and a really late call, a charge will be called. Rayleigh Langford thought, if anything, it was a play on. But the Warriors will happily take the charge. Nice job by Rayleigh Langford, setting her feet right on the right block. That's the third team foul for Beulah so far here, halfway through this opening period. The zone so far tonight for the Beulah Bobcats has caused the Warriors trouble, at least on the interior. Clark Ivitz has two threes, the 6 points for Lee Scott Academy. Haynes Kesey's going to try to add to that total. Can't do so. Offensive rebound, Ivitz, and she doesn't even bring the ball down. Lands, and as quickly as she hits the ground, back up into the air and lays it in. Clark Ivitz has all 8 for the Warriors here in the first quarter, and setting up the trap are the Warriors, and they force a jump ball with Kaylee Arnett. That was Haynes Kesey, Rayleigh Langford in there that came and set the trap. A jump ball gives it right back to the Academy. Approaching the 3-minute mark here in this opening period. And a reach in foul on the Bobcats. That's the team 4th foul as Haynes Kesey was trying to drive her way in the lane. So any fouls for the remaining 3:25, any team fouls by the Bobcats will send Lee Scott Academy to the free throw line. Langford has it. Now down low to Ivan. She's cut off, works her way back to the far baseline. Out to Herndon. Now Kesey. Now back to Langford. The dribble handoff to Clark Ivan. Tries to break the teeth of the 2-3 zone. And a late whistle. But she's going to get called for the travel. Tried to split the 2-3 zone that almost played into a little bit of a trap with the left wing and the top guard. Tried to split it, but couldn't keep her feet. Bobcats throw the home run pass to break the press and they'll set up in the half court, trailing 8-3. Arnett will try it once again from deep, and this time she's able to knock it down. She now has 5 here in this opening period, and the Warrior lead is trimmed to 2. Maggie Herndon tries to respond right away with a 3, and she does. Maggie Herndon with her first points here tonight, and Clark Ivitz off the steal from Haynes. Kesey able to recover it in the half court. It goes down to Rayleigh Langford, and she's hacked on the way up. She will head to the free throw line to shoot 2. 2:35 to play here in this fast-paced opening period. The Warriors lead it 11-6 here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. The first free throw from Rayleigh Langford is off the left side of the rim. No good. Again, tonight's keys to the game presented by Jeffcoat Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. Again, I think the biggest one for this coach, Corey Harrison's squad, continue to build on a little bit of momentum as Rayleigh Langford able to cash in the second free throw to double up the Warrior lead 12-6. And then she swats it out of bounds, setting up the trap. Still with 2:35 here on the clock. But continue to build. And I like the trap that you're seeing right now, the full court press that leads into trap, or to a trap, creating some live ball turnovers. You see another one. Clark Ivitz, the dish down low. Maggie Herndon able to lay it in with the right hand. Maggie Herndon now with 5. Arnett able to break the press this time. Works her way down low. Kicks it out to the right wing. The 3 is short. And the long rebound with Clark Ivitz. She's getting bullied following the rebound and gets it stripped down low. Sutton Lewis steals it right back. And a lot of physicality on the far side of the floor and a push. Well after the whistle. But a jump ball will keep it here on this side of the floor with Beulah. But continuing to set up the trap again, building off of momentum, create live ball turnovers. Two things that this team is really good at. Arnett from the same spot as earlier. This time couldn't get the 3 to fall. Two Bobcats fighting for the basketball. They were on the same team. And one spins off the other but couldn't keep her feet. She's going to get called for the travel. Warriors lead it 14-6 here, approaching a minute to play. Or just under 2 minutes to play, rather. And blocked by the pole. Clark Ivitz from the elbow, able to knock it down. Clark Ivitz now with 10 here in this opening period. 10 of the 16. And then a foul. Rayleigh Langford able to draw, so she's going to head back to the line. She has 1 so far tonight. But again, wrapping up the point, wrapping up the keys to the game. This Lee Scott team better in the defensive half court than the offensive half court. A lot of their sets offensively are letting Clark Ivitz take control, swing it around the perimeter, and let her create for herself or for her teammates as Langford knocks down the first. But if you can create some live ball turnovers, create some easy opportunities at the rim in the half court, it'll definitely set up for success. Lee Scott Academy and Beulah doing battle, the first area contest of the 2025-2026 season. Langford goes 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. She now has 3, and the Warriors lead it by a dozen. The ball sits at the top of the floor in between the three-point line and the free throw line. Now works its way out past the line, down to around the volleyball line. Lee Scott's pressure defense causing havoc. They throw it down low. And Stella Henderson able to get a steal. They throw it to Wesley Kate Crocker. She works her way down low. The ball gets poked away. Back out to Clark Ivitz for 3 once again. This time can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Still a fight for it. And another jump ball. Should keep it on the side of Lee Scott, and it does. Lee Scott going right to left here on your radio dial in the opening period, so they'll have it under their own basket. Bounce pass down low to Crocker. Couldn't get the left-handed layup to go, but she's hacked on the way up. And she will have a chance for 2 at the line. 52 and a half seconds to play here in the opening period. Warriors 18, Bobcats 6. We appreciate everybody for being here with us this evening. The first free throw from Crocker is no good. We're a little bit past it. It's almost done with the first quarter as the second free throw is no good. But tonight's starting lineups are presented by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Lee Scott Warrior Basketball. We'll get you those starting lineups or what they were here in just a moment. Could be a travel no whistle, could be a carry no whistle. Say the ball was knocked away. Bobcats in the half court, swinging around the perimeter, trying to find something down low. Instead, they're going to try it from three off the side of the backboard. Long rebound goes with Rayleigh Langford, and she's going to push the ball up the near sideline. Swing pass to Crocker. The deep two is short. The Bobcats able to corral it. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Crocker gets a steal, and she's tripped. So she's going to head back to the free throw line. Another ball turnover forced by the Warriors. That's not going to directly lead to fast break points, but will hopefully lead to points with 2 seconds to play in the opening period. But again, those Auburn Bank starting lineups, it was Clark, Ivett, Haynes, Kesey, Sidney, Dunlap, Maggie, Herndon, and Sutton Lewis. That got the start for the Academy. First free throw from Crocker. The toilet bowl that rattles out. Not even rattles, rolls. The second free throw can't get it to go either. A fight for the rebound. It's the Bobcats that recover. And that will do it for the first 8 minutes. The Warriors behind Clark Ivett's 10 first quarter points, lead it by a dozen. They lead it 18-6 here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And we're back in 30 seconds with the start of the second quarter right after this here on Tiger Country 104.5.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the orthopedic clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the orthopedic clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
All Warriors after one here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. They lead it 18-6 here on the road at Beulah in the first area game for the Warriors here in the 2025-2026 season. Looking to get off on the right foot and start 1-0 in area play. It's Kaylee Arnett back into the game, the point guard for the Bobcats, and she works her way down to the free throw line but picks up her dribble. When drags her feet, she's going to get called for the travel. Warriors still going down to the far basket as we see it here on the campus of the Bobcats. They throw it down to Sutton Lewis. She doesn't have anywhere to go with it. Tries to find Sydney Dunlap. The ball is knocked away momentarily. Dunlap thought about the three. Kesey will take the near corner three and can't get it to go. A strong side rebound is with Lauren Gooden. Quickly in transition go the Bobcats, and a very quick whistle, a jump ball. Tie up with Haynes Kesey. We'll give it to Lee Scott Academy, who lead it 18-6. We are a minute into this second quarter. Maggie Herndon, rather, from the left wing. She knocks it down again. That's her second three-pointer of the night. She now has eight. Ivett and Herndon have now combined for 18 of the 21. And hot three-point shooting This Warrior team, not necessarily one that wants to rely on the three-point shot, but the zone that's sucking in the defense, almost forcing this Lee Scott team to shoot as of right now. The Warriors will keep taking them and keep making them. Herndon can't respond once again. The three-pointer is short, able to get her own rebound. And my goodness, already the fifth or sixth jump ball. We'll give it to the Bobcats. Ball knocked away. And they will say, not sure if there was a true signal, but it's Warrior basketball. Lee Scott Academy leads it 21-6 here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Sydney Dunlap's going to try and get into the fun from the three-point lane. Can't get it to go. And the Bobcats will watch it roll out of bounds. Back-to-back empty trips from the three-point line for the Warriors, but comfortably out in front. They lead it 21-6. The pressure defense for this Lee Scott team causing havoc in the Bobcat half court. You're seeing it. Arnett's going to try it from well beyond the three-point line. Can't rattle it home, and Haynes Kesey able to fight for the long rebound and then is tripped. And they're going to get a call on Beulah. That is their first here in this second quarter. This Lee Scott Academy team coming into play, shooting right around 40% from the field. So far, that number is well above that mark. Kesey from the straightaway can't get it to go. Long rebound is with Dunlap. Now back out to Maggie Herndon. And Clark Ivett will set up the offense, and a foul away from the ball. They got Kaylee Arnett again on a push away from the ball. She was the one that had the little frustration shove in the first quarter. Clark Ivett to Haynes Kesey. Skip pass to Sydney Dunlap. Now back to Kesey. Herndon, left wing again, is too strong. Haynes Kesey and Clark Ivett run over each other for the rebound, but Kesey able to grab it. Clark Ivett works her way to the free throw line. May have gotten away with a carry. Skip pass. Thought about the three. Did Dunlap. Now Kesey. Now Herndon. Now back to Dunlap. The three no good. And Arnett able to grab the rebound at the free throw line. Really nice ball movements by the Warriors. One of the few times that you feel like you could complain about passing up a couple too many open looks. Kesey had a couple open threes. Dunlap had a couple open threes. And you love making that unselfish extra pass. And now Rayleigh Langford guarding the ball closely on the full court pressure. And it was Arnett who steps on the baseline. So the Warriors force their ninth turnover here early on in the contest. They lead it 21-6. 5.5 to play in the second quarter. Ball working around the perimeter. Out to Maggie Herndon. Thought about the three. Rayleigh Langford will take it in the near corner. Can't get it to fall. And the Bobcats with possession. Coach Corey Harrison, I heard her from here, saying shoot it. Bobcats trying to set something up in the half court. Works her way down low. Do the Bobcats. No whistle and a fight for the basketball. Sutton Lewis corrals it while falling to the ground. They don't blow the whistle on the travel. Able to get it out to Maggie Herndon. Now Rayleigh Langford will set up the offense. Again, the Bobcats in a 2-3 as they have been all night. Clark Ivett can't rattle in the right wing three. That one might have counted in the arcade. For the Bobcats, able to clear it. They trail Lee Scott 21-6 halfway through this second quarter. Bobcats get away with a travel. The escape pass goes to the top of the key. Guarded by Maggie Herndon. The point guard works her way and tries to throw it to the near corner before falling out of bounds, to the far corner rather. But nobody helped her out. It almost rolls to the stairs over on the far corner. Warrior basketball. That's now the 10th Bobcat turnover here in this first half. They throw it down low to Clark Ivan. She tries the right-handed layup from the left side. Didn't have the angle, and it hits the padding underneath the backboard. She's frustrated with herself. Maybe had one more escape dribble, but gets a steal on the other end, and she's by herself in transition. She's going to throw it up and in. Clark Ivitz, her first points come at the 3:40 mark in this second quarter. The first points of the second quarter, I should say. She leads all scorers. She has 12 here tonight. Now she gets the steal, works her way towards the middle of the floor, throws it up and in. That patented Clark Ivitz 4 5-foot touch shot from the middle of the floor. She gets it to go. Now Rayleigh Langford a steal. And she's able to lay it in with the left hand just like that. 6 points in about 10 or 15 seconds for Lee Scott Academy. They now opened it up. They lead it 27-6. 3:11 to play in the second quarter. Brooks works her way down low. And the right-handed layup is good. That's the first points for the Bobcats here in this second quarter. Ivitz, the baseball skip pass all the way to the corner. Now breaking the 2-3 zone, Rayleigh Langford for three, can't get it to go, and Makaysia Brooks with the long rebound. They're doing a really nice job, are the Warriors, getting into the interior of that 2-3 zone, and Brooks is fouled on the way up. Are they going to get Langford or Dunlap? It's going to be Sydney Dunlap that gets called for her first personal foul. But the best way to break that 2-3 zone is to get either your best scorer or your best interior player to kind of sit right below the free throw line, as the first free throw from Brooks is good. She has 3 straight here in this second quarter. So they're doing that with Ivitt right now. You throw it over the teeth of the guards in that 2-3 zone, and as the bottom three and the anchor kind of collapse, you have those wide open corner threes. Warriors just couldn't connect that time. Second free throw is no good. Sutton Lewis will clear the board. Ivitt jogs her way up the floor. Crossover dribble, works her way into the teeth of the defense. Floater is no good, but she's hacked on the way down. And she will shoot 2 from the stripe. Clark Ivan averaging 26 points a contest so far this season after being scoreless for the first half of the second quarter. The fact that that's a note in itself. She now has 5 in the second. She has 15, make it 16 in the contest. Leads all scorers, and the Warriors lead it 28-9. Approaching 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter. On the campus of the Beulah Bobcats, it's Lee Scott and Beulah doing battle in Region 4 and 3A. Rayleigh Langford gets a steal, but couldn't quite corral it. Ends up kicking it out of bounds. It will stay with the Bobcats, so not an official turnover, as Langford couldn't truly get possession of it. But the pressure, especially on ball, for this Lee Scott team has been so impressive, as Brooklyn Forbes checks into the contest for the first time here this evening. And you can hear the cheerleaders for Lee Scott. A nice round of applause. Again, a very cool gym, but something you don't see very often for basketball, where the court sits below the bleachers, at least above the main section of bleachers. The wild contest is no good from 8 feet. And there is Forbes with the rebound. Rayleigh Langford will walk at the length of the floor. Finds Clark Ivitz. Now back to Forbes. She's going to try it from 3. Oh, my goodness. You would have talked about what would have been an immediate impact. The line drive 3. Couldn't get it to go. But 4 stats in 20 seconds would have been something to speak of. A minute to play here in the second quarter. Clark Ivitz can't get the steal. And there is Forbes down low. Who's going to draw? Who's going to pick up, rather, the shooting foul on Charlie Burgess, wearing number 22 for the Bobcats. That's the 4th team foul for Lee Scott here in this second quarter. First free throw Off the back iron, off the backboard. And can't find the net. Here in 86 seconds of gameplay, we'll welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. Talk about the first half and talk about what the Warriors need to do. Right now, just continue to do what you do. Second free throw, can't get it to go. Huddleston, the rebound. Crocker works her way coast to coast. Can't get the Euro step layup to go. A great defense by Forbes now on the near side. 1 minute to play here in the second quarter. The elbow jumper is no good. A fight for the rebound between Breely Henderson and Charlie Burgess. The jump ball will keep it right here on this side of the floor. Lee Scott 28, Beulah 9. And a reminder that the first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. The referees come to the watering hole and decide that it's actually Lee Scott basketball following the jump ball. Left wing three is good from Stella Henderson. She's on the board for the first time tonight. One shot, one make, and 3 points. The Warriors lead it by 22. Bobcats work their way down low. Could have been a double dribble. No whistle. And she works her way for two, and I guess Lee Scott didn't inbound the ball properly, so the referee makes him go do it again. 31-11. Never seen that before. 20 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Crocker gets hit at the free throw line, kicks it to the far corner, three-pointer no good. And Burgess with the long rebound, and now a cheap foul on Charlie. Hit right around half court, 7.1. His apologies, they have the fouls incorrect. That was only the third team foul. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, three-pointer from Charlie Burgess is well short, and that is how the first half will come to a close. The three-point shot has been a friend for the Lee Scott Warriors here in the first 16 minutes. We'll talk all about it as we welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report on the other side of the two-minute break. Warriors 31, Bobcats 11, and we're back here with the start of the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report right after this here on Tiger Country 104.5.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Owner owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
Hard to find too many complaints if you're a Lee Scott Warrior here in the first 16 minutes. They lead it 31-11 as we welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. The entire girls team just walked out of the little locker room and saw the camera set up right here with me. Every single one of them, a little wave and a little pose. And why not? As you lead by 20 at the halftime break, the live ball turnovers have led to easy buckets. The Warriors have gone on two 6-0 runs in about 10 or 15 seconds just by getting a bucket, stealing the inbounds, a bucket, creating another steal with the pressure, and another bucket. Between the pressure in the front court, the pressure in the back court, not allowing Beulah to really set up anything in the half court set. Yes, the Warriors have 31 points, but more impressively, the Warriors have only allowed 11, and a couple of those were just really deep threes that you tip your cap. Not really a lot that you can do, but continuing to create live ball turnovers. Beulah had 13 turnovers in those first 16 minutes. Again, a lot of those live ball turnovers that allowed the Warrior team to get out and run. And if they weren't directly live ball turnovers in the score column, it's because of a lot of free throws that the Warriors shot in the first half as well. And this Warrior team, who averages 16 turnovers per contest, only had five. So again, a recipe for success here in this first half. We'll take a break, come back, and get you halftime stats and tell you what the Warriors need to do in the second half to start 1-0 in area play here on the road at the Bobcats of Beulah. All of that coming up as the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report continues after this.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
When bones get out of joint, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more.
Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
County Revenue Commissioner O-Line Price to remind you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. And your halftime stats for the Warriors: Clark Ivett with 16, Raylee Langford 5 points, Stella Henderson 3, Maggie Herndon 8. Pretty solid start for the Warriors, 31-11. Looking to capitalize on the second half and take a win home. Excited for this boys' game. It's going to be good.
No sign off?
Oh, okay.
That was Chapman Harris bringing you all of the halftime stats. Again, brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Smith Station. Chapman Harris, the new look, supporting right on the noggin, the wide nose and the black eyes underneath. I was told that during PE might have taken a shot to the face, and so possibly a broken nose. If not, we'll go from there. But you know, this venue is awesome because I get to sit right here with all of the guys while we watch the girls game, and they enjoyed watching that first half. The Lee Scott varsity girls lead it 31-11. We're 16 minutes down, 16 minutes to go, and let's get you started with the second half.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Gouge Performing Arts Center on Tiger Country 104.5.
Start of the third quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. We appreciate everybody for being here with us, whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, the Radio Alabama app, or the live stream in there as well. The Bobcats get the ball first and turn it over. Clark Ivett throws the outlet pass to Sydney Dunlap. Can't get the layup to fall. Not sure how. That one didn't find the bottom of the net, but it's poked out of bounds by the Bobcats. It'll stay Warrior basketball. Again, 31-11. Through the first 16 minutes, Dunlap thought about the near corner three right in front of me here in the far corner. Haynes Kesey now to the free throw line. Clark Ivett thought about the three. Now will work her way baseline. And it was Haynes Kesey who tried to set the screen. And a foul called on Beulah by Danielle Hinkle. And she was quite vocal, not agreeing with the foul. Tried setting the off-ball screen, and Haynes Kesey fell to the floor. Ivett with the basketball. They trap her as soon as she gets it. They throw it to Dunlap. Now Kesey. Now Maggie Herndon. Now back to Dunlap. And now the escape pass back to Haynes Kesey at the top of the floor. Ivett works her way baseline. Right-handed layup. Can't get it to go. But a sit on the arm on the way up. She'll head to the free throw line to shoot two, where she leads all scorers. She had 16 first-half points. First free throw. It's no good. The second one can't go either. We've seen three or four toilet bowls and a travel by the Bobcats fighting for the basketball. Coach William Johnson has his hands full with this varsity basketball team. Man, they're a mess. But I love being around them. So many of those guys that I've followed for so long now with football and basketball and baseball. Ivett can't get the floater to go, and Sutton Lewis tries to save it but is unable to. She steps on the baseline. 31-11, a minute into this third quarter. Warriors have had some good looks but can't get anything to fall early. A poke steal with Maggie Herndon. Clark Ivett now with the basketball, and she gets hit. I believe they're going to call that on the floor as she was driving her way through the paint. But already three team fouls for Beulah. And now a discussion on whether or not it was a shooting foul or on the floor. I thought it was on the floor. And it will be. After a brief discussion, the Bobcats remaining in that 2-3 zone. Maggie Herndon throws it inbounds to Sydney Dunlap. Now Kesey, now back to Herndon from the right wing. It's short. Clark Ivett, the offensive rebound, falls to the ground, able to keep her dribble. And now out to Maggie Herndon, and she'll set things back up. Dunlap now to Ivett, thought about the three, tries to work her way baseline once again, and a check foul. And frustration from Lauren Gooden. And Danielle Hinkle saying there's absolutely nothing you can do. That's the fourth team foul already. Inbound down low to Clark Ivett. And there is that patented touch shot. She gets that one to go, and the Warriors' lead is 22. And now a trip foul on Haynes Kesey over on the far sideline. Didn't allow Kaylee Arnett to turn the corner, but didn't have legal guarding position. And so that's the first team foul for Lee Scott. Here in the third. Basketball out to Arnett. She had five in the first. She tries it from three, deadened by the back iron. And the rebound goes to Sutton Lewis, and the jump ball after she brought it down, but it will stay with the Warriors. They'll walk the ball the length of the floor. Ivett skip past to Kesey. Now to Herndon. Throws it almost over the head of Sydney Dunlap. Now down low to Lewis. Now out to Herndon. One more to Kesey. One more to Ivett. Now swinging it back around the perimeter. Warriors had two, if not three, good looks. Didn't take any of them. Haynes Kesey laughing while not shooting. And Clark Ivett begging her to shoot. So is Coach Corey Harrison and the entire bench. Ivett now works her way into the paint. Out to Herndon. Now to Kesey. You can hear Coach Corey Harrison begging Haynes Kesey to shoot the basketball. Clark Ivett will without hesitation. And it's no good. But now a poke from behind by Ivett. And Haynes Kesey will recover on the far side of half court. Sutton Lewis. Now to Maggie Herndon, the 2-3 zone. Can't keep up with the ball movement, but the Warriors refusing to take a couple of good shots and a push. Unwarranted, not really called for by Charlie Burgess. And with that being the fifth team foul, that will send the Road Warriors and Haynes Kesey to the free throw line. They lead it 33-11 on the road here at Beulah. And the first free throw from Haynes. Can't get it to go. Second free throw on the way and is short. Rebound to the Bobcats. They try and go quickly in transition. Ball was almost knocked out of bounds. Arnett fields it at the top of the key. The long three is no good. Offensive rebound is with Beulah. She tried to save it under her own basket, and Sydney Dunlap comes away with the basketball. Herndon, a little dribble across the paw print at midcourt. The far corner three from Sutton Lewis. She knocks it down. Sutton Lewis now on the board for the first time. The lead out to 25, 36-11, halfway through this third quarter. Warriors not quite a full court trap or a full court press, but definitely not allowing the ball to be easily walked up the floor. The Arnett three is no good. The ball takes a bounce before anybody can field it, and Clark Ivett now will recover. Didn't like the numbers, will slow things down. Sutton Lewis gets her shot blocked, and another jump ball on this end of the floor. We'll give it to the Bobcats. With 4:11 to play here in the third. The second half action of tonight's game is presented by the Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. You can see their upcoming events at goosecenter.auburn.edu. Appreciate all of our sponsors here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, making all of this come true, making all of this happen. Arnett works her way into the paint. gets cut off. The three from the right wing is no good. Offensive rebound is with Gooden, and she's hacked before she can go up with it. I believe they're still going to call it a foul in the act of shooting. They will. So she'll go to the line to shoot two. The Warriors led 18-6 after the first quarter and have not looked back. Outscored the Bobcats 14-3. I knew the math wasn't adding up. Second free throw from Gooden is good. That's their first points here in this second half. The Warriors now in the half court. Raylee Langford, crossover dribble, loses the basketball. A fight for it, and it's knocked out of bounds by the Bobcats. It'll stay right here under the Warrior basket. The Warriors lead it 36-12. Here with 3.5 to play in the third. Haynes Kesey. Now skip past Lewis. She tries it from the corner. It's a two, a long two, foot on the line. But Sutton Lewis, 5 points in her last two field goal attempts. And she now has five in the contest. The lead swells to 26. Arnett with the basketball well beyond the right wing. Could have been a moving screen, no whistle. Arnett thought about the three, but is pressured too heavily to get a shot attempt. Out to the right wing, now pass to the left. Down low now with Burgess. Layup no good. A fight for the basketball, and I believe it was Kesey and Langford that were both fighting for it. Neither one of them could corral it. They knock it out of bounds. It will stay with the Bobcats. Maggie Herndon will sub out. Stella Henderson will sub in. Approaching the three-minute mark here in the third quarter. Brooks is pressured 35 feet from the basket by Sutton Lewis. That's knocked out of bounds, and they say that it goes out of the foot of Makasia Brooks, so it's Warrior basketball. Raylee Langford has the ball on the right wing. A cutting Clark Ivitz. They're grabbing her left arm so she couldn't go up cleanly with the basketball. We'll see if it's on the floor, if it's in the act of shooting. However, that's the fifth team foul. So regardless, Clark Ivitz will head to the line. First free throw is good. Ivitz up to 19 of the team, 38. Ivett with 19, Raylee Langford with 5, Stella Henderson with 3, Maggie Herndon with 8, and Sutton Lewis with 5. Your scoring for the Warriors, and the 5 on the floor for the Academy, Raylee Langford, Haynes Kesey, Stella Henderson, Sutton Lewis, and Clark Ivett at the free throw line where she knocks down the second. Perfect trip for the sophomore guard, and the Warrior lead is 28, 40-12. Here on the road at Beulah. Pressured immediately once you get across half court. They try and work their way inside the perimeter, and the ball is stolen away from Sutton Lewis. Out to Raylee Langford, who works her way into the key. Got away with a carry. I believe elbowed one of the Bobcats in the in the upper body and immediately apologizing while still dribbling out back to the three-point line. They throw it into Clark Ivan at the volleyball line down low. Sutton Lewis, once again, same spot. Can't get the same result, but Haynes Kesey, the weak side rebound. Raylee Langford thought about the three. Haynes Kesey will take the three. Was pressured, rushed it just a little bit. And it's no good. Bobcats going the other way. 2.5 minutes to play in this second quarter. The running elbow jumper by the Bobcats is no good. A nice rebound by Sutton Lewis. She and Clark Ivett will slow things down. Now the pass to Raylee Langford. Right-handed layup is no good. Didn't really have a good angle at the basket. And now a two-on-one transition break for the Bobcats. That's Clark Ivett, who backs away, not trying to pick up another personal foul. And it's Kimberly Potter who lays it in. Ivett running baseline, now swing pass, working the ball around the perimeter. Rayleigh Langford on the right wing gets the on-ball screen from Henderson, and she's bumped at the free throw line. That being the team's sixth foul. Rayleigh Langford, who has five in the contest, will head to the free throw line to try and add to that number. Rayleigh Langford knocks down the first free throw. The Warriors lead it 41-14. Second free throw is good. So Rayleigh Langford, a perfect trip from the line. Chapman Harris walked by with the basketball, as did Wyatt Watley, if you're watching on the stream. Had to show off a couple of the handles. Sutton Lewis will check out. Peyton Lakeman will check in. They're at the point of calling me sir, so I got to let them know that we're not at that point yet. To 42-14. Under 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. It's Makaysia Brooks doing the basketball, dribbling around the perimeter. Ball poked away in what should be a carry. Instead, they got a 3 second violation. And we're going the other way with Lee Scott Academy. Now one of the officials blew the whistle. They may be putting a couple more seconds on the clock. They did. They added 10 from 53 back up to 103. The Warriors comfortably out in front. They lead it 42-14. Crocker will try it from the right elbow. Couldn't get it to go. Ball tapped away. And the Bobcats able to recover. Working quickly is Kimberly Potter. The layup couldn't get it to go. Second chance opportunity is blocked. And Rayleigh Langford comes away with the basketball. 36 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Wesley Cate will try it once again. Couldn't bank in the left wing three. Lakeman the offensive rebound. And she throws it away, then gets it right back on the steal. 25 seconds to play. Three-pointer from the left wing is no good. Henderson fights for the offensive rebound. Can't get it. It's with Brooks. And the Bobcats will bring it up on the right sideline. Now to the left wing. Now the top of the key. Brooks will bank in the triple. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Rayleigh Langford. Reach and foul. No whistle. Asking for it. But throws up the wild contest at the end of the third. Can't get it to go, but that's how three will come to a close. The Warriors lead it 42-17. At the end of the third quarter, comfortably out in front, and we'll see what Coach Corey Harrison wants to do with her lineup as the Warriors well on their way to starting 1-0 here in area play. 42-17 at the end of the three. We're back with the start of the fourth quarter right after this here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Mountain High
High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Taziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Warriors get the ball to start the fourth quarter, swing it around the perimeter, and Clark Ivins able to connect the third triple of the evening. The Warriors now lead it 45-17 here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. They work it down low, and the ball knocked out of bounds. It's inbounded by the Bobcats. Clark Ivins gets the steal. And then Forbes turns it over on the other side of the floor. It's Arnett, the left-handed layup, throws it in through contact. And a little frustration. She's been physical without the basketball in her hands, a little extracurricular. No whistles as of now. But she now has seven in the contest. The three from Huddleston is no good. And the rebound goes to Burgess. She then throws it away to Clark Ivett. Forbes with the basketball. Now back to Clark Ivett on the right wing. One-handed skip pass to Sutton Lewis. Now to the corner in Haynes. Kesey works her way in the paint. Now out to Huddleston, who lost control of the basketball. All but turns it over. And a timeout gifted by the Bobcats. Nobody had possession of the basketball. I'm a little surprised that you were able to give that up. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here with everybody on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Stay tuned following the conclusion of the varsity girls game. It's about 10, 15 minutes later. We will have the start of Coach William Johnson and the varsity boys, who, my goodness, had the biggest win in the regular season, arguably in any sport, for Lee Scott Academy, as they got a 73-66 win over Auburn High School in the Crosstown Showdown, round two. The first round was at Auburn High School. Second round was back at Lee Scott Academy, and the first time that the Tigers ever traveled to Sanford Gymnasium. It was the Warriors that got the seven-point win. Hayden Harper had 22 in that contest, one of three Warriors in double figures. And what a night that it was. You can see on social media all of the celebrations. I took off the headset and I sprinted into the locker room to go celebrate with the guys. I mean, what a cool moment. What an awesome opportunity that it was. One of those moments that you'll never be able to take away from anybody. 45-19, under 7 minutes to play. Clark Ivan, a step in three, too strong off the back iron. Haynes Kesey, the offensive rebound. Huddleston, the three is no good. Ball knocked away momentarily and goes to the Bobcats. A running touch shot from Charlie Burgess is no good. And Clark Ivan will race her way on the near sideline. Pass to Huddleston. And now back out to Forbes. Her three is no good. And hit the, not quite the padding, not exactly sure what exactly that is, above the backboard. Not even the pole that's holding up the backboard, but I really don't know what that is. But it hit that, and so it forced it to be as if the ball went over the backboard. So it's Bobcat basketball. Not sure what the stoppage in play is. Not exactly sure what the stoppage was, but back to action here with 5 minutes to play. The mid-range jumper from Danielle Hinkle is good. Mark Ivitz. Now dribble handoff to Haynes Kesey. Now Forbes, and she tries to find Charlie Huddleston on the left wing, but she throws it away. And now a sub for Coach Corey Harrison. That's Wesley Kate Crocker and Peyton Lakeman that will check in for Clark Ivitz. And Sutton Lewis, 4.5 to play here on the road at Beulah. Lee Scott Academy comfortably out in front. They lead it 45-21. Arnett almost throws it away out to the left corner. Now back to Arnett. She's on the left wing. Guarded by Huddleston closely. Arnett doing a lot of dribbling right now. She's going to try her luck from the left wing, or the right wing rather, and that's well too strong. Ball rolling around on the floor. Haynes Kesey able to recover it. And a blocking foul on Arnett. She didn't have legal guarding position and bumped into Haynes Kesey. I believe that is number 5 on Kaylee Arnett, so she'll frustratingly make her way back to the bench. Clock continuing to tick down here in the fourth quarter, 45-21. The inbounds with Lakeman gets knocked out of bounds. It'll stay right here with the Warriors. Wesley Kate Crocker goes baseline and a blocking foul on Lauren Gooden as she tried to set up position but didn't have guarding position quite yet. So another inbound for Lee Scott under their own basket. And while we have a moment, let's pause. 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Lee Scott Sports Network.
Tiger Country 104.5 is a Radio Alabama station, part of the Auburn Networks family. WAUEHD2, Waverly, Auburn, Opelika.
Auburn, Opelika Country. Tiger Country 104.5.
2.5 to play here in the fourth quarter. The three from Crocker is no good. And it goes out of bounds on the Warriors. 2.5 to play. And the head coach for the Beulah Bobcats will do a full soccer sub. 5 in, 5 out. As the Warriors lead it by 24. 45-21. And Lee Scott Academy well on their way to earning a 1-0 record in area play prior to the Christmas break. A three-pointer in the near corner is no good. Fight for the basketball. Stella Henderson able to gather it. Huddleston gets the ball knocked away, but the ball goes out of bounds. And it was Kimberly Potter who couldn't save it. So Warrior basketball under their own basket. The inbounds is with Lakeman, and she almost turns it over. Ball gets knocked away, goes right back to her. And Crocker with the basketball. And a travel trying to dribble her way through contact. 90 seconds to play here in the varsity girls contest. ...45-21, the wild shot no good, offensive rebound is knocked away, but it will stay with the Bobcats under their own basket. The varsity girls will move to 5-6 here in the 2025-2026 season, but most importantly, will move to 1-0 in area play as the ball knocked away. Bobcats able to recover right around the half court. 40 seconds to play here in the contest. Running left-handed layup is no good, but hacked on the way up. She'll head to the line to shoot two. The clock will stop at 37 seconds. Here to play. Getting popular around here. William Lyles, Chapman Harris, Wyatt Watley joining the show a little bit. Clock now running. 20 seconds to play. The first free throw from Potter is banked in. Second free throw, no good. Henderson with the defensive rebound. And then she throws it away. Ball bouncing right around here. Well, with the clock continuing to run, that will do it for the varsity girls contest. They win it 45 to 22.